point is, you know, the Gimel Chamuros, as we know them, is not the Gimel Chamuros as, you know, Chazal knew them. Shimon, go ahead. Who shita am I referring to? That, you know, with Avodah Zarah, better to live to see another day. Rabbi Shmuel, right? And just explain the shita. You did a nice job yesterday, but just...
That we have a halakha by Avodah Zarah that it might not be in this, be as terrible as Shishtar Matan Araya, because those will have a negative impact on somebody else in them.
Number one, and...
You're just doing it
because
you don't actually believe it. You're
bowing around. Shvichus damim, even if it was under coercion, I mean, it's you know, it's much more totsa oriented. The same thing with assaulting somebody. You could say, you know, I really wish I didn't have to do this, but the woman is still being assaulted. Lo aleinu, right? But avodah zarah, if the whole idea is kabbalah selahos, so what does it even mean to... You know, for somebody, and it's like if I put a gun to somebody's head and say, oh, 2 + 2 = 5, you know, you have to agree, 2 + 2 = 5. So let's say 2 + 2 = 5, right? Well, they don't believe that. You know they don't believe that. They know they don't believe that. Everybody knows they don't believe that. So that's Shitas Rabbi Shmuel. That's very, very important. The second problem, you know, that we encountered, we have to say, Shavokach, Emmanuel, go ahead. So this is taken by Rabbi Lazar to mean that there's an Isra of Avodah Zarah. Right, even b'mako miharag val yavor. But what's difficult about that?
Why would that be just limited to
Avodah Zarah? Excellent. So what is the nature of that? There's nothing in the Gemara that says Avas Hashem should be limited to Avodah Zarah. You would think that Avas Hashem, right, expresses itself in Shmiras Kol HaMitzvos. Maybe you could be mechalik between Aseis and Los Aseis, but, you know, that's even hard because, as we know, the very famous Ramban who explains Aseh Docha Los Aseh, right, the fact of the matter is, he says Aseis, and the Rambam has a similar formulation in his commentary to Pirkei Avos, stem from Avas Hashem. So that's another point to be, you know, very very cognizant of. A third point to bear in mind is the idea that we spent, I think, you know, the vast majority of our time discussing of different interpretations of Maichazis, the Dama Didach Sumak Tvei, Dama Dama Dahau Gavra Sumak Tvei. So Rashi, as noted, Ariel?
Rashi implied that it only applies if you, like, you have no idea that someone's blood is more important than the other. But if it's like a Jew versus a guy, or if it's like Moshe Feinstein versus Bill Smart, then...
Right. So the whole idea was Chavivos Nafsho Shel Yisrael, right? The concept of, you know, the Jewish life is very precious. So in this case, you have an ibud neshama in both directions. So don't commit a ma'isa ritzicha. That was Rabba's, you know, guidance to this individual who asked them the shaila. It's a very complex shaila. So Rashi seems to really, you know, say in general there's no, you know, permission structure to violate the ratzon Hashem, except we have v'chai b'hem v'lo shiyamus b'hem, because we have the opportunity to do mitzvos, which he links into chibas nafsho shel Yisrael. And again, there's a clear differentiation between, Avi pointed this out, he was absolutely right yesterday, between Nafshon Shel Yisrael and Goy, where it really seems like Lashitas Rashi, there might be something to talk about. And even, you know, with, you know, you don't have to read Rashi this way, but if you accept the basic Lashon of Rashi of, you know, who's to say that your nefesh or your neshama is Na'a Eitzel Yotzrecha, well, maybe the gap is not really be in doubt, like by any metric that we could possibly measure. So if you're the Rambam and you say, Ein docha nefesh mipnei nefesh, fine, I understand it. You know, we're not in a position, we can't play God, you can't play an active role, just like we talked about in the Yerushalmi and Trumos. It's just that Rashi seems to be, you know, a very different tradition in this regard. And that I think is something for, you know, that could definitely challenge our conventional understanding. It's a little bit uncomfortable. I don't deny that for even a second, but this is, I think, the very, very, very clearly insinuated position of Rashi that Chavivas Nafshol Shel Yisrael is a category of its own. Miyemar Dedami Didach Sumak Tvei, Doma Dama Dehau Gavra Sumak Tvei. And in fairness to Rashi, if it really was just about a docha nefesh mipnei nefesh, so then you could have easily just had the, you know, first line of the Gemara where Rabba responds to that individual, liktaluch velo siktol, you know, better that you should be killed rather than, you know, kill yourself. So, meaning be a killer yourself. Okay, so that was the third point. And the fourth point is we saw two expansions of Ravin and Ravdimi. What were those two expansions? Micah?
Rabin said that the Arim Bal Yavo only applies to these two of the worlds when you're not under there's a mouth of
right. Very good. And that was, I think, you know, Rashi said it was a matter of intimidation. Okay.
And
Rabbi
Zimi said that these
two
of the worlds only it's in a
right, but once you have Farhesia, so that establishes a different mechayiv. V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, and that's exactly where we'll pick up, right? It seems like it's a completely different mechayiv. It's a different pasuk, right? V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, the needs of Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem require us to sacrifice life. Okay, very good. So Avi, you were in the middle of reading, so I'll just throw it back over to you to finish off the Gemara. There's a lot left to see, both in the Gemara, Rashi, and then, you know, comment of Tosos as well. Arkisa de Misa'ana, that a mitzvah kala is even to make a slight adjustment with Arkisa de Misa'ana. This is a good question for Avi Rosenberg, the Shnayim Mikra master. The phrase Arkisa de Misa'ana appears in Targum once in the Chumash. Nicely done. Imichud v'atzrochnal v'imekach v'kol asherlach the Arkisa de Misa'ana. Okay, Targum Monklus. So put the Rashi onto the record for us. Yadus. Right. Okay, so amazing idea that Rashi thinks Afilu Lishnuya Arkisa the Misa'ana is on a minig, not just a mitzvah, forget about Dinda Raisa, Dinda Rabbanan, even at the level of minig. That is very surprising. Okay, so good. V'chama farhesia, back in the Gemara. Ba'inon dechsev. Tisha Yisrael, let's say you have nine Jews, v'nachri achad mahu, tashron detani Rav Yanai, ach v'der v'chi barabo, asya. Hibadlu mitoch, ha'idu ha'ra ha'zos, malhala nasara, v'chulu Yisrael, afkan asara, v'chulu Yisrael. So just, again, bring us up to speed. What's this, you know, toch? Minisashi b'toch b'nei Yisrael is compared to Yibadu mitoch ha'idu ha'ra ha'zos. That's a reference to Adas Korach, right? And Adas Korach then is compared back to the Miraglim, exactly. Yatsu, Yoshua, v'kalev. And we're left with, you know, Asara. Okay, so Admasai lo Eda hara hazos, right? Toch toch Eda Eda. So that's how you get to this idea. They're all members of Klal Yisrael. Okay, so now the Gemara asks a question, which is a pretty surprising question. Esther farhesia havi. So how could it be that Esther was with Achashverosh? That was farhesia. So again, this forces us to redefine farhesia a little bit. Go ahead, Micah. Right, it's a public knowledge issue as opposed to in front of 10 Jews. But that's, you know, not so, you know, okay, that's fine. But Avi, what's shocking about this line in the Gemara? Right. You have a much bigger problem with Esther. Before you got to these fancy, you know, categories of Shatz Hashman and Farhesia, we established the Gimel Chamuros. And what was our girsa in the Gemara? I'll be going back to yesterday. Af nara murasa. Af nara murasa. Etan? Tehareg val tavor. The Ksav Yad was a little, you know, the quote in the Agos Vitzunim says, oh, no, no, this is a big issue. Right? So it sounds pretty clearly when you put the two indications together in our Gemara, via Esther. Parhes Yahavi, not Giloy Arayos. Right? And the Nara Murasa, that we have an issue. Because I thought an Nara Murasa, and certainly an Esh HaSish, Tehareg Val Tavor. So why shouldn't it, whose question is that, of course? The Bali HaTosos, in seven different places. All over Shas. We'll get there. So it's a pretty shocking question, but let's take a look at, you know, Rashi. V'Ester for Hes Yahavi. Okay, so we have two answers in the Gemara. A huge question as to whether they're a machokas, they're complementary. So Amar Abaya. So Abaya says, okay, Esther Farhes Yahavi, fine, but I can negate that with. Oh, and Rava Amar. Good. So we have, let's assume for the moment, two distinctive answers. So what's Abaya saying? We can neutralize. Maybe not the issue of Gilui Arayos, but that we weren't asking about that. We were just asking about the Chilul Hashem of Farhesia. So what negates that, according to Abaye?
She's being passive.
Right. How terrible Chilul Hashem is it if everybody knows that she's a passive figure here? Okay? What's Rava's response to that? Rava says, I think, a little bit differently. This isn't a Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem issue. This is an Achashverosh, a debased person issue. And the raya that Gemara wants to bring is an interesting raya about Hanas Atzman Shiny. Go ahead. Oh, the good old Kvaki and Dimuniki. There they are. So who are these Kvaki and Dimuniki? Yes. Very well done. Okay, so take a look at the Rashis. Karka Olam Hi, then Hana Satsuma, then the Kvaki and Dimuniki, collector's items. You're going to skip Karka Olam? You're not going to skip Karka Olam, are you?
Karka Olam,
ooh, okay. Do you care to elaborate, Avikei?
She's not doing an action, so she's being passive, but he's being doing an action.
But what if?
What
if she really is doing an action, right? Maybe she's active in the process. What kind of definition is this exactly? Is this objectively? We're saying, I don't care how active she is, but she's defined as passive in a maisabia? It's a very interesting question. Okay, so we have to come back to that. You know, try to line up all the Rashis and Shas. You know, in your Cadillac Gemaras, you know, they put them there for you, you know. No amelus these days. Okay, so Hanas Atzmo. Miraso, Ella. Shiny, v'enkan chol Hashem. Because it's just not a religious issue. Tzvi, what kind of issue is it?
It's just a.
Don't tell me that you're mechuyav to lay down your life for Chil Hashem in these circumstances because he's not
doing it for him to make a Chil Hashem. It's just for his benefit.
Yeah, it's just, you know, this is something that he wants, right? Achashverosh, you know, he never won the discipline award. Okay, that was not his thing. You know, discipline. Okay, so the Hani Kvaki v'dimuniki. So they were coal receptacles, tall, and people used to use them for heating. How could we give them the kvaki and dimuniki? That's what I want to know. Okay, so Rashi explains. Right, they didn't want it to be cold in there. They wanted people to come back, so they had to have HVAC. So they went around collecting these receptacles, tall receptacles, where you could put in coals and create ambient, you know, heating. This is before the days of central heating. Okay? It was like a tax. Everybody had to just give up their kvaki and dimuniki. Like their space heaters. Okay, so how could we do that? Hey, right. So even if you're not doing the avodah, it's not like, you know, we're asking from avodah zarah, but we are asking from the chil Hashem factor. Ella. Spell it out, Avi. What's the hanas atzman here? Yeah, this isn't like a ritual act. They're just trying to stay warm, right? Okay, space heaters. It's true that they're not heating like it's they're not heating the model UN, right? It is affiliated with Avodah Zarah, which is an interesting issue. Right, he's not looking to get you to do the Avodah Zarah, he's just collecting your space heaters for his, you know, pagan worship. I think Micah's going to ask about Abizrayu. No? Okay, go ahead.
So would it be possible to say that Abaye, who's resolving an issue from Esther's perspective,
right,
and Rava is resolving from Esther's perspective, so the way they view the Gemara Moros is that Abaye thinks it's more than what in Esther's passivity and
okay, so your lumdus is correct, but you answered the wrong question. Because remember, they're not talking about the Gimel Chamuros. They're talking about they are talking about Yiharig Val Yavor. But remember, this is asking not Midin Gimel Chamuros, this is asking Midin Farhesi, okay? The lumdus that you said it was absolutely correct. You answered the wrong question. So we will see, you come back to that. This is the famous issue between the Rif, the Baal HaMorah, the Ramban, and the Rambam. Okay, so we have to lay out everything systematically, but that's a very, very important observation. And you obviously realize, in formulating the question the way that you did, that they're not mutually exclusive. You could believe both of these things need to be true at the same time. You might say, I need both, right? I need it to be a non-religious act on the part of the Goy, and you still can't be involved. Right, because really, the Kvaki and the Dimuniki, if you think about it, they're just taking it from our homes. Right, so maybe that's a Karka Olam plus a Hanas Atzman. That's very, very important. Okay. Elo Hanas Atzman Shana Chanami Hanas Atzman Shana Gaza Revela Taime Dama Rava. Aspasta. Bishabasa, Vishadi Lichiusa. Right, so cut the, you know, the weeds, the grass, whatever it is, and give it to the animals. So it's obviously a Melech HaDarais on Shabbos. Kotzer, and if not, I'm going to kill you. So what's the difference between the cases? One case, he wants to feed the animal. The other case, he was just having you throw it into the river. Case where he's throwing it into the river, why is he having you cut these things on Shabbos? To force you to violate Shabbos. In the first case, he just wanted you to feed Grover. Okay. Oh. So that's what we call, right, laviral adas. It's the opposite of hanas atzman. Okay, so let's finish off the Rashi's. Aspasta. Ktsur esav meichel behema, right? So it's kotzer. Don't be killed. The cave and then of his cave laviral atzor chayatzmo. Okay, so it's Laviro who miskaven, right? It's clear in that case. So even though it's not one of the chamuros, even though Shabbos is chamura, right? It's, you know, Connecticut called mitzvah Shabbat Torah, but it's not on the list that we had before, which is just really endlessly fascinating to think about, right? The older you get, the more time you spend thinking about these things, the more that you wonder, you know, Avodah Zarah, Birkas Hashem, Shabbos, Gimel Chamuros, you know, it's so interesting to just ponder the differences and why we draw the line where we do in which sugyos, but be that as it may, so Rashi finished off by saying, one second, if it was one of those two cases, right, so Rashi ties it back in to the question of Shas HaShmad as well. So apparently, right, when the Gemara asked about Farhesia, and we gave the two answers of Karka Olam, as well as Hanas Atzman, you could have said we were only asking from Farhesia, right? That's what the Gemara said. But what's Rashi doing here, Avi? This is critical, because not all Rishonim will agree. Rashi's saying, what's good for the goose is excellent, meaning what's true of Farhesia is also true of Shas HaShmad. In other words, why would you be obligated to give up your life, even for an Arkas of the Misana and Shas HaShmad, the Chora, according to Rashi? This is not obvious. This is far from obvious. I would say it's subtle. Ari, so what, Lashitas Rashi, why are you obligated to give up your life, even for a mitzvah kala, even for an Arkas of the Misana, a minig, b'Shas HaShmad? Lashitas Rashi, two words. Emmanuel, O.G. Emmanuel L'chaim. Chalal Hashem. He thinks that Farhesia and Shas HaShmad are the same. Who said that they're the same? Avi, undoubtedly, when you were chavrusasizing, you noted this point, correct? Undoubtedly. Okay. Right, that's what Rashi says. Rashi, nobody forced Rashi to say this. Wow. I think that's really interesting. Rashi assumes the Mechayev is the same in both cases. So Avi, first the small Tosfos. Ketol aspasta v'shadi l'chiyusa. Go ahead. Ho of the Shalei Yivamos. V'ilo katil nalach. Kide katil naplan yabar Yisrael. So he says, I want you to cut down this grass, otherwise I'm going to kill you like I killed Chaim Yankel Goldstein. Right, I had said to him, cook for me on Shabbos, velo bishel. Right, so now you're left wondering, why in the world did Chaim Yankel Goldstein, why didn't he just make the cannoli? It's a case of Yavor Val Yehoreg. Satosis answers, oh, he didn't go to TABC. That's the Pashtus is, he didn't go to TABC. Yeah, it's Hanos Atzman. The guy just wanted a cannoli. He heard Chaim Yankel Goldstein made a nice cannoli. Or better yet, he said, can you make me some of that cholent? Gonna need some chillin'. So, there's a little bit of a cachet amongst the Umos HaOlam. The woman who helps out with her kids from the Umos HaOlam, very nice person. And whenever we have leftover chillin', she always she likes to bring it home. So it's very popular. Had he gone to TABC, he would never have done it. You know, that's what happens if you go to MSTAYUHSP. Okay. So, it could be fatal. It was. Okay, so, good. Yeah, Avi, you wanted to make a point, and then we'll take the next step. Okay, so a couple of very, very important heroes to summarize and distill. Rashi, again, Micah by Arkis of the Masana says, even a minig, excellent, right? As opposed to actually requiring a mitzvah, right? Rashi holds that the mechayiv, both in cases of Shas Hashmad and for Hesya, is Chilul Hashem. And we have to figure out, in terms of the answers of Abai and Rava, Karka Olam and Hanas Atzman, is it a machlokes? Is it one or the other? Can you combine the two together? So lots to do. And that's all in addition to what we spoke about yesterday. But again, the main action here, in the Gemara, about Esther Farhesia Havi, how in the world is the Gemara asking from Farhesia? So Avi, why don't you document that first in Tosos? So Esther Farhesia Havi, then we'll come to the Rabban. Tema! Not a kasha, but learn to be medayik in Tosos. Tosos says kasha is going to be a yeshlomar, right? Tema means it's astonishing. Okay? How in the world are you asking from Farhesia? It's Arayus. Okay, so just again, I know that you had seen this Gemara already. Maybe not everybody got up to that Gemara in Ksuba, so we'll take a look at it inside. But what's the basic subject there? Again, I don't want to answer the kasha now, but just, in Tosas, we'll go further. But what's the basic story there in Ksubos? Well, you saw the Gemara, right? You mentioned yesterday. So what's the story there? Right, that Shaktu Lahem Chachamim Takanas Menos Yisrael, that there was the, what was the Gzeira that was going on at the time? Go ahead. Sorry, I'll just explain.
I'm just looking at the Gemara, but that you had to, before anything else, you had to go to the authoritative figure of the town and have to deal with him first.
Right, it was horrible. Right? That what was going on was that, they were, before the Jewish women would get married, they would assault them. So they moved up the marriage date, right? And we were nervous that some Jewish women would actually, the tznuos, who were so pious, that they would give up their lives rather than allow themselves to be assaulted. And that's not really required, right? Because if they're being assaulted and they're not married yet, so what exactly is the issue, right? And Tosa says, what do you mean they're not required to? Right? Isn't an issue of Giloy Arayos, right? So if they had been married, they would really be required to give up their lives. We don't apparently hold from Teharig V'al Tavor. Okay, so that's a very, very important perspective. So we're just laying out the kashas now, but Tosa says, well, if you assume Esther was married, which is the standard assumption, and those women would have been married unless we, this assumption is we're moving up the date at which they got married. So these women were married. So if it's Nashis Ish, isn't it Giloy Arayos? So again, we're going to talk about Rabbeinu Tam and the different answers to the question that are given. But it's a very, important issue. Tosos considers it to be nothing short of a tema. How could anybody think otherwise? Yeah, Emmanuel, go ahead. Please. That seems to be the standard assumption. Now, again, it's not explicit, but when Pasuk says, right? Go ahead, the Pasuk in Megillah says, the Pasuk in question, what's the... Kivi, what's the pasuk in question in the Megillah? That everybody darshins from, not everybody, but it's a standard assumption. Al tikri levas, ella levayas, right? That they were married. So Tosus is operating with that assumption. Okay. So this became the basis of, you know, the massive machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri that you guys have started to delve into, and we're gonna, you know, go much further into it. But first we're gonna, you know, have a look at the Ramban. Yeshua of Lehovai, Lishon Rei Mitzvosai, and then we'll be prepared to make the next few steps. But this is a good place for us to pause for a moment. Any questions just on the Shak Levitari and the Gemara? Sorry, Al.
In the Gemara and Tzuvos, so we're saying that...
Oh, we'll go through the Gemara and Tzuvos. I mean the Gemara and Sanhedrin. I just wanted to make sure that people could get the kashrut. It's... Okay. So, go ahead. Avi, lo avayel shem rei mitzvosai. Just a little bit louder. Haim Shlosachlifenu, right? Don't switch him out for another god. And then, you know, the Ramban can't help himself. He says, and that applies, of course, to Shituf as well, right? Don't think for a second that Christianity is acceptable, right? The Ramban didn't back down. The Ramban lived in Christian Spain, and he, you know, he was fearless, right? This is Yeharik Valyavor for us. Can you imagine the pressure? It's amazing. There's a great line in this week's parsha in Sham Shinder Fal Hirsch. It talks about the Betabos Haron Yubadim Lo Yasur Mimenu. He talks about those who uphold the Torah in all generations, like the rare individuals who, like, you know, are fearless in their defense of the Masora. So Vosa Chesed Lalafim Lo Havai L'Shem Betosai. He says it takes Avas Hashem, right? But Avas Hashem means that you're prepared to sacrifice everything. That's what it is. And he says it starts with Avodah Zarah. Shalosach Livena Bilachar Lo Tishati Vimo El Nechar L'Kach Nemar Bi Avram. Zera Avram Ovi. Oh, so the chiluk is like this, says the Ramban. V'yoseh chesed l'alafim l'ohavai. That's a chalos in its own right, l'ohavai. Ula shomrei mitzvosai. Shomrei mitzvosai are righteous people, but they haven't been called upon to face down the ultimate sacrifice, right? To be moser nafsham. Okay. So this is a mechilta made famous by this Ramban. But Avi, why am I so keen on this? I kept on talking about this yesterday.
It's not just for, like,
it starts with Avodah Zarah, right, and expansions of Avodah Zarah Shituf, but you ask the guy, the Mechilta says, look, this guy's about to be crucified. Malcha Yosei Litzalev. And it's Al Shambalti Espanish and Ataltias Halulav. and everything else, right? Avas Hashem means that I'm totally committed. Matzah, Mila, Limud HaTorah, okay? Be very careful here. Let's take it very slowly because this is going to be critical. Hari Pishur Ibn Asan, Ki Ava Mesir Asan Evesh Al HaMitzvah, right? Generically speaking. Okay, so stay with us here. This is critical. Avol hirchiv ha'inyan l'chol ha'mitzvos l'pisha b'shas hashmad anu neharagin al kulan min ha'kosev ha'ocher. That's astonishing. So what has the Ramban done for us? Do you realize, this is why the Rav said, you have to learn the Ramban al Torah like the Ketos. Eitan, what did the Ramban just do? He explained that the Mechayiv for Shas HaShmad is what?
To give up your life for everything.
But is Shas HaShmad Midin X, Midin Y?
From
Ah, like who assumed that also? Yeah. There's learning and then there's learning, you know? Those are really subtle points. But the Ramban felt that, oh, you know what Shas HaShmad is? It's an expansion. He says, Hirchiv Ha'inyin, Avas Hashem would normally apply in Avodah Zarah, but if it's a Shas HaShmad and it's all on the table, the chips are in the middle of the table, so then everything, Mila, Lulav, I mean, Rashi maybe takes it even further. Minig. Okay. Yeah, go ahead, Abi, and then give Micah the last word here. Okay, good. Oh, you said that, so I cut it off there. Okay, fine. Yeah, Micah, go ahead. The Chora, right? Because the Gemara quotes, you can't really debate Farhesia, because the Gemara quotes V'nikdashti. But Shas HaShmad, I mean, I don't want to spill the beans too much now, because we'll get into later. But does anybody have a creative solution as to what Shas HaShmad could be? If it wasn't Chil Hashem, like Rashi and the Ramban, you could conceptualize it a little bit differently and say, oh, but Shas HaShmad, you have to give up your life for everything, not really because of the Chil Hashem factor. David? Excellent! How'd you know that? You just thought of that now? That's really good. Okay. That's really good. That it's an expansion of the definition of Avodah Zarah. And that normally Avodah Zarah, which is always Yehareg Vel Yavor, means Kabbalah Salahos. But if they're threatening the institution of the Jewish religion itself, right, so that everything is really Midin Avodah Zarah. Everything rises to that level. That's a fascinating thing that you were able to intuit at that. That's really good. Wow. Okay. So, it's clear that Rashi and the Ramban both understood that Shas HaShmad is a din of Chilul Hashem. You don't have to interpret it that way, but they both end up saying exactly that. But, Hadra Kushal Aduchta, let's not pretend all of our questions are answered, because going back to Avas Hashem, right, the first half of the Ramban, we know that Avas Hashem can very well transcend Avodah Zarah. So like, why in the first place would you limit it to Avodah Zarah? Right, the Gemara says, oh, this is Rabbi Lazar says, you know, Avas Hashem means that Avodah Zarah is Yehareg Vel Yavor. And why not Bris Mila? And why not Limud HaTorah? And why not everything else? Micah, go ahead. You get the last word. Okay. All right. So we'll go to the Bat Cave.